Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the eighth parak of Masech Shabbos, and we are learning Parakhes, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis tells us as follows: Hamotzi Chevel Kedei Lasos Ozen Lekupa. Again, we're continuing to discuss the Shiurim of how much of something you have to carry in order to be Chayiv. So if a person takes a rope outside, he's Chayiv if it's long enough to make that rope into a handle for a basket. Gemi Kedei Lasos Talai Lenof Lukvara. If he's taking out Gemi, which is some type of reed, some type of grass, so it's enough to make something on a type of a hook on a sifter or a sieve that they would attach it to a sifter or a sieve to hang the sifter or sieve up on the wall on a nail or something. So it was like a hook that they would make on the edge of those kalim. So if you have enough gemi to make such a hook, and then you carry that amount of gemi, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei litol mimenu midas min alakatan. No, the sheer of whether it be chevel or whether it be gemi, whether it be rope or whether it be the reed, is enough to measure the size of a child's shoe, because people would use these ropes and reed grass to measure a child's foot in order to show a shoemaker how big the shoes that are needed for that child. They didn't have those those things that they have in the shoe store where they move the piece on the side and they measure exactly your foot. No, they would just take a string and they would hold it up to the child's foot. They didn't bring the child to the shoemaker to make custom shoes. They would take a string, hold it to the child's foot, and show the shoemaker the length of that string. So that's what these ropes and gemi were used for. If you're carrying paper outside on Shabbos, meaning paper that was made from grass, so then if it's big enough to write a tax collector's sign on the paper, because when you pay the tax or a toll, I guess is a better translation, to go over a bridge or something, so you would get a receipt that says that you've paid it already, and then you show it to the collector to show that you paid it already. So that was the smallest note that was ever written, right? So that's why that's the smallest significant amount of paper is smallest useful amount of paper is what they would write the toll collector's receipt on that you would need to carry with you to show that you've already paid the toll. So in all those cases, so chayiv. So then you're going to be chayiv. If it's a paper that had writing that was then erased, so you can't write on it again because it's all messy, it's all dirty now, so then it's only significant if it's big enough to use as like that a bottle cap for a perfume bottle or something like that, because there was no way to write on it anymore, so it has to be a little bit bigger, big enough that you could use as a cap for a perfume bottle. Mishnah Gimel, or kedei lasos kameya. If you take or, which is tanned animal hide, and you carry that out on Shabbos, it has to be big enough to be able to make a kameya, an amulet, which was like a piece of parchment that they would write holy names on it or something like that as a type of refuah. So that kameya was a very common thing that they would make in those days in order to heal a patient. Cloth. And if you have actual cloth, actual parchment that you could use for ksiva stam, so the minimum shear would be the amount that you would need to write the smallest parsha of tefillin, which happens to be Shema Yisrael, meaning there are four parshios of the tefillin, but Shema Yisrael is the shortest of the four parshios. So it was cloth was very expensive, so they weren't going to use cloth to write other things, to write a toll collector's receipt or something like that. So therefore, the shear of cloth is going to be a larger shear because the minimum use of it is to write the parsha of Shema Yisrael. Dio, if you're carrying out ink, k'dei lichtov shtei osios. It has to be enough ink to write two letters with that ink. And only if you carry that amount of ink are you going to be chayiv on Shabbos. And normally when you write a lot more than two letters, but two letters are considered the minimum of what's considered what could ever be significant. If you have eye makeup, so it has to be enough to at least paint one eye, because one eye's worth of makeup is considered a davar chashuv, because some women would wear a type of face covering or an eye cover face covering, I guess you would call it, that would cover everything in their face except for one eye, just so that they could see. So even having one eye with makeup was considered significant, right? Probably nowadays, where women don't leave one eye exposed, they leave their whole face exposed, so one eye's worth of makeup would not be considered chashuv. But since there was a time where having one eye worth of makeup is all a woman needed, so that's considered a davar chashuv, that would be considered a reasonable amount. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that the minimum size of a rope is to make a handle on a basket, the minimum size of a reed is to make a hook on a sieve, but Rabbi Yehuda said, no, either one, the minimum size is to measure a child's foot with, and then we said when it comes to paper, it's the minimum size is the amount to write a toll collector's receipt, and if you carry the minimum size of paper that was erased on already, so it can't be used for writing, is the amount that you would use to make a bottle cap. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said the minimum size of treated leather is to make a kameya, the minimum size of cloth is to write the parsha of Shema Yisrael, the minimum size of ink, the minimum amount of ink is enough to write two letters, and the minimum amount of eye makeup is to color a single eye. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Daled.